Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on February 27th. Long before the rise of selfie and Instagram, photography had a powerful effect on public opinion. On this day in 1860, Abraham Lincoln posed for the first of several portraits by noted Civil War photographer Matthew Brady, just moments before giving a speech at New York's Cooper Union. Later, Lincoln credited that photograph, which appeared on the cover of Harper's Bazaar, with helping him win the presidency. Surprising fact, the first known presidential portrait was of John Quincy Adams, the sixth president, but it was taken in 1843, nearly 15 years after he left office. In fact, Adams sat for several photographs around this time. A copy of one was later snatched up at an antique store for 50 cents. It now hangs in the National Portrait Gallery. Also on this day in history, in 1827, a group of masked students danced through New Orleans, kicking off the city's Mardi Gras tradition. In 1922, the Supreme Court declared that the 19th Amendment, granting women the vote, was constitutional. And in 1980, I Will Survive won the first and last Grammy ever awarded for Best Disco Recording. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Want daily history sent straight to your inbox? Subscribe to the This Day in History newsletter to get all of the day's key events in a single email. Visit history.com/TDIH to sign up.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.